Hello, thank you for listening today and downloading the Grace Tabernacle podcast. We invite you to journey with us as we transform our hearts and focus our eyes to worship. Our mission statement is presenting Jesus, the revelation of grace and truth that transforms lives. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful for achieving the goal of growing closer with Christ. Now let's join in fellowship with a message.
I guess you figured out by now I'm not Pastor Gary. And I sure don't pretend to be and don't pretend to fill his shoes. He's off. He and Pastor Pam are off and they're a much needed time of rest. I don't know about you guys, but I love them. And I'm praying for them. I wouldn't sit in Pastor Gary's seat because he's coming back. Amen. Some of you may wonder who I am. My name's Anthony. Other than that, it's really not that important. Been through a lot. Got a lot more to go through. Amen. God's not finished. I guess if you would have known me before, you'd have said that guy can't get in the pulpit without crying. I'm not anxious. I'm not nervous. I'm not upset. Amen. It almost feels like the Lord's put me in a bubble up here. And I just want to be obedient. I do have a word for you. I believe it's straight from the throne room of God. I'm not going to say it, I believe. I know it is. I've heard his voice before, not audibly, but I know when he speaks to my heart. I spent most of the day Wednesday composing what I thought was a pretty good word. Had about 16 pages. I'm a note taker, you know. I don't usually try to get up here without the notes because I might just forget where I'm at. But by Wednesday night, it's like the Lord said, yeah, that's pretty good, but that's not what I want to say. I said, okay, God, here we go Thursday. I had other things I wanted to do Thursday. But the Lord began to talk to me Thursday and he began to say, you know, I want you to know something. You got a special place in the heart of God. This church does, Grace Tabernacle. You do as God's people. I love the hunger in this place. I love the hunger. I love how people want to worship. I love the freedom. Amen. Pastor Gary has told us we're free. Amen. To worship God. I love to see the kids dance and praise the Lord on Sunday morning. And Eric, these lights are really bright, my brother. Yeah, I want to be able to see, but I need to be able to see the words. But if there's any way to turn those things down a little bit, I'd appreciate it. Yeah, that's good. Amen. I want to see you guys. Hallelujah. I got a song, honey. I want you to sing it. I believe the Lord wants that to be sung this morning. Song says, your ladder shall be greater than your past. Now listen to it.
And your ladder will be greater than your past. You will be blessed more than you can ask, despite all that's been done. Gotta sing that again. Despite all that's been done, despite all that's been done, the best is yet to come.
Yes, receive it, receive it. Amen.
Your ladder will be greater. Your ladder will be greater. Yes, your ladder will be greater than your past. Sing it with me. Oh, your ladder will be greater than your past. You will be blessed more than you can ask. Despite all that's been done, the best is yet to come.
That's a prophetic word for anybody who has the courage to take it. Amen.
All things are possible. Hallelujah.
Just give the Lord a hand clap of praise, okay? Yes, hallelujah.
The best is yet to come. Oh, the best is yet to come.
Come on now, let's give him a really Hallelujah. Praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might want to stand on your feet. Glory to Hallelujah. God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We receive that from you today, God. Hallelujah. Our latter will be greater than our past. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. This church's latter is going to be greater than its past. Amen. I don't know if Pastor Gary's lit. Pastor Gary, your ladder's going to be greater than your past. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. I want to ask you something. Is it possible? So just sit down just a minute. Let's think about this. I've asked the Lord, God, is it possible? I mean, is it possible, God, that you could use me greater than you've used me in the past? God, don't you know how old I am? God, don't you know I get tired? And you can use me greater than you could in my past? You know, God has a way of doing something supernatural. I don't know how he does it. But I want to tell you today, God can use you greater right in the season you're in than he's ever used you in your past. Let me tell you, we haven't been through all we've been through. We haven't walked through the storms. We haven't walked through the valleys. We haven't walked through the obstacles. We haven't walked through the losses to be standing up here and not be able to declare God is faithful. Amen. And our latter can be greater than our past. You know, I don't know. I didn't even plan to say this, but there was a man in the Bible called Samson. And you guys know the story. And he did some bad things. He had to long hair, and he had to vow that he wouldn't cut his hair, and then he laid his head in Delilah's lap. Shouldn't have done that. Many times we've done things we shouldn't have done. But I'm telling you something, if you'll come back to God and you'll humble yourself and you'll say, God, this is all I've got left. I can't, maybe like Samson, I can't see anymore, God. They punched my eyes out, God. Ooh, but if you'll just show me where the columns are. If you'll just take me up to those columns, God. And if you'll just breathe on me one more time. Ooh. I'm telling you something, the house will come down. Glory to God. It's not by power nor by might, but by his spirit. God is a spirit, and it's by his spirit that he does what he wants to do. It may take God years and years and years to build us to a place to where he can lead us to the columns. We may have to go through our mistakes and lay our head down in Delilah's lap, and we may have to get our eyes punched out before we can let go of ourselves and realize, you know what? It comes from him. It comes from him. And when he breathes on something, when he moves on something, when he blows his wind on something, it don't take him long to get it done. Our God is a suddenly God. He can do things so quickly, so fast, just amazing what our God can do. and how fast he can do it. I was reading a scripture. The Lord began to speak to me about this, and it's in the book of Ruth. It tells a story, and I'm going to do my best to go through this just shortly. I won't keep you too long. It's 11:24, so we're still good, right? Amen. But I believe that there's some things that are keeping us from going forward. There's some things that are keeping us from finding that place to where we say, okay, God, there's still more yet to come. And I just need to believe it. I need to receive it. And I need to be led by you. So today, I believe you're going to be able to identify with this story. You're going to be able to, God is going to speak to you. The Bible says, those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I will say this to you, what God says to you, he might not say to you. God is speaking to you individually. God knows how to go right to the very heart of the situation and the circumstances, and he knows how to put his finger right on it. God knows how to do that. I don't, but God does. And this is a story. It's in the book of Ruth. And the chapters that I'm going to read, if you want to put them up, is in Ruth chapter 1, verse 11 through 14 out of the Amplified Bible. And I may get through all this today, and I may not. It doesn't really matter to me. But it is a story, but let me give you some preface. It's a story about a woman called Naomi. Her and her husband left Bethlehem, and they went to Moabite, a place to where they were in famine, and they left, and they went to a place to where they could find food. And when they got there, they stayed there for quite some time. And Naomi's husband's name was Elimelech. All of a sudden, unexpectedly, 10 years, Elimelech died. Her husband died. And Naomi had two sons. And later on in the story, the two sons died. After they had married two Moabite women, one's name was Orpha, and the other's name was Ruth. And here Naomi was, and she had Orpha, and she had Ruth, and she had lost her beautiful sons, and she had lost her husband. Now I want you to understand something. Her latter was greater than her former. God has a way of turning things around. So I want us to read that scripture. It says, but Naomi said, she's talking to her two daughter-in-laws, but Naomi said, turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet? She was going back. Let me just rephrase this. She was going back to her hometown, Bethlehem. She was leaving where she was at. And she said to them, why would you go back? I'm going to have to back up here. Excuse me just a minute. I went too fast. So she left the place where she was, I'm reading out of verse 7, with her two daughters-in-law and they started on their way back to Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, go return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find a home and rest, each in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud. And they said to her, no, we will return with you to your people. But Naomi said, turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go, for I'm too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, even if I should have a husband tonight and should bear sons, you would therefore not wait till they were grown. Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, it is far more bitter for me than for you that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Then they wept aloud, and Orpha kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. Say this with me. She kissed her goodbye. But Ruth clung to her. And Ruth, if you read on in the story, and I'm not going to read it, but Ruth went on to cling to her. Orpah could have represented some real disappointments. Naomi could have taken an attitude of, you know what? All that I've done for you, and now you're leaving me? You know, we've spent all this time together. You've been in my house. I've probably cooked meals for you. And now you're leaving me. But that was not her attitude. She kissed her goodbye. But she could have been a place to where she could have been discouraged. She could have received that as extreme discouragement. She was bitter. She didn't understand what had happened to her. But Ruth clung to her. And Ruth went on in the scripture, and Ruth said to her, your God will be my God. Man, I tell you what, she held on to her. She clung to her. She said, your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. Said, where you lodge, that's where I'm going to lodge. She said, I'll go to church with you, basically. She said, I'll go to work for you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm staying with you. Don't you just love the people who will hang on and won't and stay with you through thick or thin, up or down, good or bad? But what about the people who have left? What about the people who leave you? What about the people who cause you discouragement? What about a loved one who has passed away and maybe gone on to be with the Lord? What about a husband who you just couldn't reconcile with? Can you kiss them goodbye and let them go? That's not easy, is it? It's not easy to release and to let go. I was praying the other day, and the Lord says sometimes crazy things to me, but I heard him say, let go of my ego. So what are you talking about, God? I don't have a hold of anything. But sometimes that's what he says to us, let go, release it. But I love it because Ruth refused to leave. Now, I could see this picture in my mind pretty easily. I have a beautiful wife, been married a long time to her. She's the lady on the keyboard. Amen. And I've got two beautiful sons. I love them dearly. Mighty men of God. I've got two beautiful daughter-in-laws who we love them dearly. But I could have just imagined in our life, what if I had died? We came to Florida to serve the Lord. Our home is South Carolina, where we used to live. Our home now is Florida. But what if I had died and my wife was by herself? And let's say, you know, I hadn't planned very well and she's broke, busted, and disgusted, okay? And let's say she's bitter because I let her down. Maybe God let her down. And she's got two daughter-in-laws left. And the one comes up to her, and the one says, you know, I love you. You've been good to me. But it's time for me to go. There's no future with you anymore. And she gives her a kiss, and my wife hugs her and loves her, and loudly weeping, she walks away. But one, I don't know which, I thought about this, I don't know which one this would be. But one holds on. Clinging to her. She says, hi. You know, I basically have lost touch with my previous family. I've already left the place where I was. And now I'm in a new place. And this is where God wants me to stay. So she's clinging. She's clinging. Well, that's the AC. Amen. The devil's in the AC. Get out of there, buddy. She's clinging on to her. And then she tells her that, you know what, I'm staying with you. I want to speak to you just a moment about leaving the place where you are. Many times we think, and this is not all in my notes, many times we think when we leave a place, first of all, the way you leave a place is the way you enter another place. If you leave bitter, you go bitter. If you exit bitter, you enter bitter. If you exit broken, you enter broken. So I don't know who's going to want to fix you if you go somewhere else broken. You need to stay here and get healed. And then you, God says leave, then go. Amen? But we leave a place, and sometimes the place that we left, we try to go back to that place, and something's changed about that place. It don't feel right anymore. It used to feel like home, but it doesn't feel like home anymore. Something's changed about the place. I've said that before. I went back to a place where I grew up and I said, man, this place has shrunk. You ever done that? This little place has shrunk. I mean, where's all the stoplights? You know, where's the road? Where's the light? Where's the flowers? It's shrunk. You know what? That's not the place where I'm supposed to go back to. Because that not only has that place changed, but I've changed. Sometimes you can't put the old man back into the old bottle. God does new things. God is doing new things all the time. God is putting new wine, and he can't put it in the old wineskins. And I don't know about you, but I want to be wide open for whatever God's doing. And I want to be able to receive what he's doing in the spirit so that I can expand and grow and be full of what God is doing. And I believe that's the same thing. Orpah possibly represented disappointment to Naomi. But Naomi did something. Naomi kissed her and she released her. And I'm thinking, God, how many things in our life, yours and yours and yours and mine, do we need to kiss and release it? Do we need to not be bitter, not be angry? You know, if we hold on to bitterness and anger and disappointment and sadness, there comes a time in your life when grieving, the Bible talks about seasons, there's a season for everything. But there comes a time in your life when you have to say, this grieving stops today. You know, I lost my mother about a year and a half ago, and my God, I love my mother. My wife can verify that. But I finally came to a place where I said, you know what? I can't sit around here moping and weeping and grieving and be feeling sad because I can't call my mother at 10:30 anymore, Monday through Friday. Because my mother's gone on to be with glory. Amen. She is dancing on the streets of gold, and I'm left here. I have to be able to move on. I have to be able to release that sadness. I have to say, grief stops today. You know, it's a choice. It is a choice when you can say, no more. You know, it's grief stops today. You know how you do that? Is when those thoughts start coming back in your mind again, the Bible says that we are to basically tear down strongholds, that we are to basically think about what we're thinking about, and we're basically to control our thoughts. We're to renew our mind. That's what it says. That's what I was looking for. It says we're to renew our mind. And when we renew our mind, we have to be hopeful. Man, our God is a hopeful God. I'm telling you, there's nothing he can't do. And it doesn't matter that maybe some of you are retired. Maybe some of you have said, you know what? You don't know me. I've had my best days. My best days are behind me. I declare it's not. And I believe if you can receive that revelation and you can receive that in your spirit, and you can believe that your best days are not behind you, that God's got more he wants to do in your life, and that your best days are still ahead of you. No matter where you're at, your best relationships are still ahead of you. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. That's what I want to receive. The best days. You may say, I'm broke. I don't have any finances. Your best days are still ahead of you. Amen. God is a creative God. He put a creation in you. You can create a new business. God can do great things through you if you'll be obedient to him and if you'll just trust him and believe it. God can work suddenlies out in our life. Suddenlies out in our life. So our best days are ahead of us. If you have, I know many of you have accomplished great things in your life. Some of you amaze me how smart you are, just how gifted you are. Some of you don't know how gifted you are. And you go through a life of living your life, a life of learning, a life of the bumps and the knocks and a life of sometimes hard blows. And you're still standing. You're still coming to church. You're still worshiping God. And God wants to use you greatly. And you may say, well, I'll never be able to get up behind the pulpit and speak. I didn't think I ever would get back up again. But you never know what God might do. And you know, the greatest thing God has spoke to me about this, I it's not in my notes. I pastored for 10 years. And our church basically just got turned upside down. My best friend betrayed me. I got grieved in my spirit. I got saddened in my spirit. And I thought, God, of the greatest things you gave me to do in my life, I failed you. I failed you. I put the wrong people in charge. And I thought, really, basically, for 3 years, I wallowed. My wife can tell you this. She got so upset with me, she said, what is wrong with you? I just wallowed in it, you know? It was me, God. I did it, you know? I messed it up. It's not your fault, God. I did it, you know? Some of us might be there. I did it, God. And finally, one day, God began to speak to me, and he said, boy, why don't you just wake up? Hey, don't you know if I'd have wanted that church to live, there's nothing you could have done to gild it? And then I realized how big I was, you know? Sometimes we get bigger than our own britches. And we think, it's all on me, God. No, it wasn't. It wasn't all on me. Yeah, I did mess up some. But if God would wanted that church to live, he could have spoke a word, or he could have breathed on it, and it would have lived, and it would have still been flourishing. But God had a new plan for me, and I had to find it. And it sure wasn't wallowing around in my self-pity. It was to get up and go do something. And you know, somebody told me one time, said, how do you get inspired? You don't get inspired sitting on the seat. You have to begin to start doing something. Maybe start studying for an old sermon. You got to do something. You know, we had work at the house that we needed to do the other day, painting, and I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to pull the paintbrushes out. I didn't feel like it, you know? But I finally said, okay, I'll just start right here. You know, it's overwhelming. Sometimes things are overwhelming. And I thought, well, I'll just start in this corner and see what I can do with this corner. And then when I got that corner done, I said, man, that corner looks good. I need to work on this corner. The next thing you know, I found out what inspiration was. You get started and inspiration comes. So if you're stuck today, if you're stuck in bitterness, or you're stuck in loss, or you're stuck in disappointment, or you're stuck in lack of faith, then you just begin to release that, kiss it goodbye, release it, and then you begin to take one step forward to God. And you say, you know what, God? You're bigger than all my problems. You know what, God? You're bigger than all my failures. You're bigger than anything I messed up, God. So all I have to do is repent of my part and messing it up, and then just give you the rest of it. And then say, here I am, Lord. Now you do what you can, and God will start using you in a great and a mighty way. God wants to do something in this house that's probably never been done before. The scripture talks about the fields being white into harvest. I tell you, God could not have strategically planted this church in a better location than where he has planted it. Who could have imagined that a cow paddy would turn into a metropolitan city called the Villages? Who could have imagined? God knows the beginning from the end. He's Alpha and he's what? So what does that mean? That means he's the beginning and the end. We don't have any problems with the beginning. I like to start stuff. But we have a real problem when something comes to an end, especially when we don't understand, when our logical mind just can't wrap around it. One day the Holy Spirit spoke to me when in prayer. And I was asking him questions, you know, why this, God? Why that, God? He said, you can't understand. My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. You can't understand. No use to me to try to explain it to you. There's some things, I've got some friends in here who try to explain things to me, and I just tell them, you know, I just can't get it. I'm sorry. I can't get it. You know who I'm talking about. John, you know who I'm talking about. I just can't get it. God's saying my ways are higher than your ways. You know, we're trying to understand all this. We're trying to understand, Lord, how this church looks today. Sometimes you look at this church and say, Lord, it's sad. It should look like this. All these people's left. Some of these people, things were going on here. And that's the past. God's saying, why don't you embrace the future? Why don't you embrace the future? Why don't you lovingly, respectfully, just kiss the past goodbye? And lovingly, respectfully embrace the future. And walk with the right attitude. Walk with the faith, believing it. Well, you know what? God can do anything. And yes, I don't understand. His ways are higher than my ways. I don't need to understand everything. I was asking the Lord about prophetic words. And I want the Lord to start using me, giving me prophetic words. But you know what? I usually want, what are you talking about, God? When God says, tell her to take her bed up and walk, I said, God, she's not crippled. I can't say that. She'll think I'm stupid. You know, God doesn't care about our opinion. We just got to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. It don't make sense. Well, I didn't say that. It doesn't make sense. My kids are teachers. I should know better than that. It doesn't make sense what God does. But His ways are higher than our ways. He's bigger than we are. He's got a bigger plan than we are. He's Alpha. He's Omega. He starts things. He stops things. He opens doors. He closes doors. God closes doors. Sometimes He closes doors. And we need to be thankful for the open doors. It's easy to praise God for an open door. Oh, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this job. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that I can pay my bills with this job. But when the plant tells you I'm shutting down and your job's fixing to be terminated, oh, my God, what are we going to do now? Sometimes the greatest things happen in the Omegas. It has to end here for a new beginning to start here. And God's got it all under control. Amen? Hallelujah. If you would, stand upon your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you'd just bow your heads with me this morning. I'm going to ask you, if you're part of the prayer team, you want to come up to the altar this morning. If you're scheduled, please just ease on up here. Rest of you, just keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed just for a minute. And maybe, you can say to me, Pastor, I believe that my latter days can be greater than my past. I believe God wants to do great and mighty things. And I have heard the word, and I receive the word today. I receive it as from the Lord. As from the Lord. If that's you, if you know the Lord has spoke to you, if He has took His finger out of my foolishness of trying to preach and took His finger and put it on your heart today and spoke to you in some form or some fashion, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I want you just to lift your right hand before the Lord and just say, God, that was me. That was me. That was me, Lord. You know all about it. I haven't given up, God, but I was about to. I haven't lost hope, but I was kind of feeling hopeless. But now today, Lord, I feel like You've given me a shot of B12. And I just feel energy in my spirit, God. I feel like I'm alive again, Lord. And the greater, 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 our God is greater. And He wants to do greater things. The Lord spoke to you today with that and your hands up. If you're in this house and you've never accepted Jesus Christ in your life and your heart, I want to say this to you. Oh, gosh, you're missing out. You're missing out. If this thing's been sold to you as a religion, you got a bad bill of goods, amen. You're missing out on a relationship with the one who loves you greater than anything in the world. And you just need to surrender your life to Him. So I'm just going to do this all together today, and I want you to be obedient to the Lord. If you raised your hand up, if you need special prayer, you can come down to any one of these precious people and share with them and let them pray for you. But I want you just as a sign of of accepting this word today for you, for your individual self, maybe you as a couple, just come down to this altar. And just you can come down and stand if you like. You can kneel if you like. But I want you to come out of an act of obedience and faith to God and just receive this. Just receive this. If you would, come now. Come now. Come now. Don't hesitate. Come on. Just find you a corner. Find you a place to pray. Find you somebody you need prayer. If you need Jesus, you need to come to one of these folks and let them lead you through to Jesus. Because you're missing the greatest, 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 greatest thing in your life by not having Him as the Lord of your life. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Just obey the Lord this morning. If you don't want to come, you can kneel right where your seat is at, or you can sit down and bow your head and pray. Just receive from the Lord today. He wants to download. He wants to download in your spirit this morning. Hallelujah. To thank Him for an ending. You need to thank Him for an ending. You need to thank Him for a closed door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We kiss, resist, but goodbye. Disappointment, goodbye. We kiss bitterness, goodbye. Yeah. We kiss abandonment, goodbye. We kiss rejection, goodbye. Understanding, goodbye. Yeah. Letting go of those former things, grasping forward to the your hand. So we say we love you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We trust you the most. You are Alpha that we understand, and we are trying, to understand Omega.
That are praying, just keep on praying. You don't have to be in a hurry, but those that need to leave, I just want to say a quick prayer. You're free to go. Father, I thank you for the people of God. I just thank you for them coming today. I thank you for the listening, the ears to hear. I thank you for what you've done in their lives. I just pray blessing. I speak blessing. I speak fruitfulness, God. I speak that we will inherit what you want us to inherit, and we will inherit it now. I thank you, Lord, that grieving stops today. I thank you, Lord, that hopelessness stops today, and that hope and love and joy and peace will fill the atmosphere everywhere we go, every room we step into, because it's you, God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. The house said, amen. God bless you today.